As we celebrate St. Joseph the Worker today, I contemplate on the many Josephs who have made a big impact in my life. Even though they might go by different names, and many of them will not be known by this world because they are not significant or well-known or somehow is popular. But they made a big impact in my life because of their dedication, because of their duty, because of their perseverance, because of their love, because of their faithfulness. And many of them have spent countless hours in taking care of their family, giving back to the church, and hand on the precious lessons of faith to their children, their grandchildren, and the people who are around them. Joseph of the scripture teaches us the same thing, my brothers and sisters. Not many things were written of him, but he had made a big impact in our Lord's own life, that Jesus himself took on the same trade as his foster father. St. Joseph's work, his life, is actually living in and through Jesus' own public ministry, because Joseph shaped Jesus' own life. So each and every one of us too are called to have the same mission, not to be known by the world, not to be popular, or not to garner attentions and influence in the eyes of the world, but to be faithful, to be responsible, to persevere, and to love with our whole heart, so that we hand on the freshest lessons of faith by what we do, by what we say, by how we live. My brothers and sisters, as we celebrate St. Joseph the Worker today, may we contemplate on the dignity of work, no matter how small they might be. Each and every one of us, when we do small things with great love, we are being recognized by God, and God sees us, and God rewards us for what we love.